to work through it carefully, methodically, really very sadistic of sugya. So the Mishnah tells us the dinner of a mayor. The mayor and the Chacham disagree in two cases. When you have the onus of Kasha Zaman by Mammon, when they wanted someone to Mechoyiv Mammon, and Rav Meir says that there's two onshin, they'll get the onus of Mammon of Kasha Zaman along with Malkus. Second case of the Mishnah where they wanted Mechoyiv Malkus, according to Rav Meir, they'll get twice Malkus, once for Kasha Zaman, once for Osan, and Chacham say only once. So when it comes to the first case of the Mishnah, Rav Meir explains that which the din is woken in Mishalmin. He said, Shiloh Hashem, Avinu Dei Malkos, Avinu Dei Peshulka. Exactly what is that rationale all about? What does that mean? So far we've mentioned Rashi's pshat, the Tosis quotes. Rashi says, Lo Hashem, Rashi in Subis when it's quoted. Hashem means the Mikra, the Pasuk. In other words, it's a different Pasuk that generates the Chiyuv Malkus and the Chiyuv Tashlumin. The Chiyuv Tashlumin is from Kasha Zamam, the Chiyuv Malkus is from Losadna, and therefore they can get both onshin. So we discussed last time, if you remember, various questions regarding Rashi as far as the Svara Shabo, what should be the reason why, because if it's two psukim, then you get both onshin, but if it's one pasuk, you wouldn't get both onshin, what should be the difference? Mali, one pasuk, Mali, two psukim, perhaps even. To the contrary, we should argue that if it's one pasuk, more likely you should say both, you should get both onshin. So we saw the svar that both the Ritva and Tosa says in Ksuvis, that if there's two psukim, then we don't want to abandon one pasuk entirely. Okay, that's the svar. Exactly, is there a case that a mayor would hold with regard to Shein Echad that they wouldn't get both onshin? The Rishonim assume not. There isn't a case, at least the Lumbus is what it is, but there isn't a case. Vaharaya, the Gemara, asks on Rav Meir, what do you need two psukim for? What do we need all your ason? And as well as Kedei Rosh Hashasso, says the Gemara, one is talking about Malkus Mammon, one is talking about Misa Mammon. What do you have to say that? You can say that Kedei Rosh Hashasso is only limited to a case, the contrary, in other words. Kedei Rosh Hashasso, Rav Meir would accept Kedei Rosh Hashasso for a case of Mikra Echad. So the answer is, says the Ramban, there is no case like that. Tosus, on the other hand, in Ksuvis, suggests a case. This we discussed all last year. The case would be if Eidim Zomim regarding a case of Motzi Shemra. So they want to mechayev the person, the Malkus and the Mammon of Motzi Shemra. There it's all coming from Kasha Zaman, and that could be the case. The Ramban would agree that you don't get one onus. Tosus rejects that because he says, "Davar Pashut," says Tosus, that you'd be mechuya both. The way we go into Tosus means even for the Chachamim, you'd get both onshin. Okay, that's where the fun starts. Why would that be? What's the pshat? So we had, again, we'll go over it. We had two Mahalchim, one from Rav Chaim, one from the Chazon Ish. And then we had ways to explain, very interesting pshatim in Tosus. But then we had a bit of a raya to the second pshat, because we saw Tosus in Suvis, in an earlier Gemara, but he references this Gemara, Tosus, Rabbeinu Peretz here in our Gemara, the Ritva here in our Gemara, learn that when the Gemara says in Amud Beis, Tzad Chamor, that there's a Tzad Chamor between Motzi Shemra and Eidim Zomimin, what does Tzad Chamor mean? It means that you can have the same Chumra of Lokim Mishalim by Eidim Zomimin. How so? In a case with the Eidim Zomim or Eidim Zomim on a Motzi Shemra case. So that's the case that was in dispute in Tosis and Ksuvis. What would be the din there? Would Rav Meir agree in that case? Would the Chachamim agree the other direction? That's Mamish of the Forsha Gemara Kortis Rishonim. But the way that makes sense to quote Tzad Chamor is only if you learn the Pshat of the Chazon Ish. Again, V'daylech Hakima B'Remiza, we can't go over everything, but this is all very important. You saw this. We're going to continue along in the Tosis, okay? This is what we're holding now. Tosus has the kasha as follows on Rashi. Still with Rashi, the kasha. Ha aminan basocha esapoyalim. Gemar ba mitziyat tadi aleph. We have the following. Ha chosem pi paro ladush ba lo kel mishaleim. Af agav dileka el achad lab dilo sachsam. That's Tosus' kasha. What's the case? A person is Chosein Pipar. There's a lav in the Torah of Losachsim Shar B'disho. It's a pasuk that's mentioned mamish in the same section as the parsha of Malkus. There are halachas that we derive from the juxtaposition of Losachsim with the Chi of Malkus. Meanwhile, it's certainly a classic example of a lav that has Malkus. The case that we're mentioning here is somebody is Chosein Pipara of another person. He's Socher the Para, and he violates that lav of Losachsim. When he violates that lav of Losachsim, he's also being mechuyev mammon, because obviously he owes that the para should be able to eat at the time that it's threshing. So there's an assessment made based on what it is exactly that he so what he's chosen, how much food he owes, how much money he owes the person, the bailim, that he deprived the animal of that food. So it says over there, he's mishalim whatever is the amount that's stated there in the Tzadi Aleph and Babitzir. Now Tosis brings here that's lokel mishalim based on Rav Meir. Tosis doesn't give us the whole context of the Gemara. There actually are three ways to explain that halacha in the Braisa. Chosim pipara, chosim es hapara, ladish v'dashba, lokel mishalim, dalet kavin lapara, says the Braisa, gimel kavin lachamor. In fact, the Gemara v'ayin lokel mishalim. So how could it be a chiyuv both for Malkus and Losachsom as well as having to pay in the Lokum Mishalim? So there are three answers. The first of the three is Abaye. Amar Abaye, Hamani Rav Meir, the Amar Lokum Mishalim. That's what Tosfos is interested in. That the Pshat in this Braisa is that it goes like Rav Meir. No, what's the problem? Tosfos asks. Seemingly, if according to Rashi's reading of our Mishnah, Rav Meir's din of Lokum Mishalim is because of Lo Hashem, because it's two different psukim. So Tosa says, there it's all boiling down to Losachsim. Losachsim is what generates the Chi of Malkus, obviously. Tosa is now telling us that Losachsim is what generates the Chi of Mammon. Why do you have to pay Mammon? Because the Torah said Losachsim. This is Tosa's Kasha. And Rashi goes on, therefore, to a Nupsha in the Mishnah. So the Rishonim all say, Yidvan, Ramban, this is not really a problem in Rashi. Why do you say it's one pasuk? Really, it's two pasukim. The Malkus is Losachsom, and the Mammon is on what basis? You have to pay the Mammon to the person? It's called a Gzela here. Interesting. This is a Gzela. You owe that food that the par is entitled to have, and you deprived it for the Bailim to have food for the para, that makes you chayev for losigzah. No, so then it's not one pasuk, it's two pasukim. So says the Ramban, so says the Ritva. The Ramban is maybe a little clearer. Let's see how the Ramban puts it. I'm reading from the new Ramban, maybe a little slight difference from what you have in the Kovetz. Here it gives you the whole context of the Gemara when he quotes the Kasha. The Akshinan Amaya and Elokim Mishalim. I mean, Amaya and Elokim Mishalim. Farkinan Hamani Rav Meir. He gives us more information about the Gemara. V'hasa me losachsam nafka tashumi mam v'malkis. That's the Kasha. Says the Ramban, Ikolomei malachim l'olam digab losachsam gufei Tashkumei mamon me veheshev es agzela shegazal nafka. V'in vaday the ilah mishum lo sachsom lamachayev b'hashava deklum. Mio ki ksiv nami lo sachsom ilah ksiv veheshev es agzela lamachayev b'hashava meach shekvar chasa. Hilkach trei shemes ninu. So here the Ramban acknowledges that you need the lo sachsom to explain why it's called gzela, since the Torah establishes that there is a lav losachsom, which means the par is entitled to have food at the time of the threshing. Memela, by not letting the par have the food, you're violating losigzo and beheshiv. Okay, but lemaisa, why do you have to pay the money back for that food? Because of beheshiv, so it's two psukim. Yeah, so says the Ritva as well. The Tirtzu, the Hasam Nami, Shnei Mikraot say, Chad Losachsom, Chad Beheshiv. Da'afak Abdechsev Losachsom, and now the Mechoyev Adurim, Abdechsev Beheshiv. The Koshkin indeed, Loksev Losachsom, where I did that you guys are crowd. So you have to know, Pshat and Tosis, really. It's very interesting. What are Tosis and Shem? That it's called one Mikra. Ne'il Chari, the Rishonim are correct. It's even more strange. Look at Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz himself, he starts off with the kasha that Tosis has. Again, he gives him more about the Gemara, Bukhi Lokar Meir, the Afagad Mechad Kroy Naski. He asks the kasha. Tosis doesn't say a word about Gezel anywhere. That it doesn't say the word Gezel. But Rabbeinu Peretz later on, when he gets to the other Pshat, he actually mentions that the basis is because of Gezel. Further down the same piece, it's toward the end. It's very interesting. So the Rabbeinu Peretz himself recognizes that you're paying that amount, the Mishalim is based on Gzela. And yet he's still asking the Kasha that's Michad Kroy. So the Aruch HaNer struggles a little bit with this also. Like, Mustafa the Pshat has to be, because, like the Rabban himself acknowledges, it's true that it's based on Gzela, but why is it Gzela? Why do you have to pay for Gzela? Only because of Losachsa. So the picture is not complete with Losikzo. Why would you say it's a Gzela without Losachsa? So the Tosis, that's enough to say it's only Mikra Echad. The Tashlumin is because of a Heshiv, but only because of Losachsa do I have here a basis to pay for Gzela. So Tosis views it as one Mikra. You don't have to know what the Machokis is depending on exactly. That's apparently the Tosafot thought, and the Rishonim say it's not a Kasha and Rashi, it's Taka Keser, Shnei Mikros. Bechlal, you have to know, this is not our Inyan as much, but you have to know, what's a Gzela here? Usually we think about a Gzela in a sense of a direct act of stealing, right? Here, what is it? It's a direct act of stealing. You didn't give the animal the food that that's entitled to eat. That's called, so Losachsam is Gezel. The din of Losachsam is only with someone else's animal. What's it's your own animal? It's also Losachsam. First get Malkus Losachsam, Shabbat Yisho for his own shore. So why is your Achia Gzela? Where do you see in Losachsam that there's a Gezel if you don't give the other guy's animal the food? Where do you say, if there's a Losachsam on your own animal too? Unless it's like an understanding, and the Torah says that animal's entitled, so that's called you're not letting the animal eat. But the gezel is now. The gezel is when you don't pay later. Where's the gezel exactly? It's hard to know. People say, what exactly is it? There is another ukimt in the Gemara. I don't know if this is going to help or not, but I'll just maybe put it out there. There are two other answers in the Gemara to this kasha of the Gemara on Sadi Aleph. How can it be you're paying and you're also getting Malkus? I ain't Lokum Mishalein. Yeah, go ahead, get it there.
Just understand Rabbi's question.
I want to know why is it, if the Torah would give you the same answer by your own animal, so where do you see in Losachsom that not giving the other guy's animal food at the time that you're muzzling it is Mechayu Tashumin, that it's called Gezel?
Is Rabbi asking on Hilchos Gezela?
Yeah. Where do you see?
How's that considered?
Where do you see? Where does not giving the animal food when it's someone else's animal a basis for Gezela? If the Torah said Losachsom whoever's animal it is, so why are we assuming it's Gezela here? That's the assumption for everybody. The only Shnekuda is okay. So now that we have the Losachsom, so there's a Gezel. So do we view it as one pasuk? It's all. Because of Losachsom, or do we see it as Shnei Mikro Stupsukim? Like, what's the pshat here of the Geza? Okay, so I'm not saying if this is correct or not, I'm just going to give you a machshava. I mean, the pashtun says somehow you have to say that Losachsom includes the Nogea, someone else's, sure, that you're mechuyev to provide the food. Somehow it lies within Losachsom. And what was the Maisa Geza exactly? Also, I don't know. Like, the Maisa Geza, it's Sheba Al Tasa. It's Elamite maybe because you owe it, you didn't pay it later. Maybe I saw someone quote like that, maybe from the Achiezer, you didn't pay later. That's the Gezel. I don't know exactly. But another machshav is as follows. The Gemara, there in Tzadi Aleph, has two other answers to the kasha that starts the Gemara off of Ein Elokim Mishalim. So answer number one is what we're discussing here. Goes like Rav Meir. Okay, and then we have these discussions here according to Rashi. How is it called? Shnei Mikros. Fine. The second answer is Rava. Also, Big Yisodos to come with Rav Minei. So he says the words Esnan Asratora Fil Ba'alimo. In a nutshell, what it means is that there's a chiyuv gotzei sidei shamayim, even when it's a ptur on the mammon, be it by Misa, be it by Malkus, there's still a chiyuv mammon. It's just that you don't have to pay it. Bidine adam. So therefore, that's where there could be a halach halos esnan, even if there was an arayis where it would be a chiyuv Misa, but there'd still be a shein esnan if at the time of that bia he pledges to give this esnan for the act of bia. It still has a chalos esnan gabi the isurim of esnan on mizbeach. Why is that? Because there's a schaivus that in fact exists even when you have a chiyuv misa da patres. So it's a famous idea with kavod rav minei. You should obviously be aware of it, that there is the etzem a chiyuv gotzei sidei shamayim. Therefore, according to Rava, welcome Mishayim doesn't mean that we can mechayiv you bidinei adam. It means that there is a chiv tashlum. Even Kavnavim, that's the second, and that's again not our topic. Then the third answer. Third answer in the Gemara's of Pup. Papa says the following answer to this kasha. I ain't welcome Mishayim. Says our Papa, you know why welcome Mishayim? Because they're not simultaneous. Another yisod. When is it that the Malkus path is a mammon or the Mis path is a mammon if they overlap in the timing? This is Sugis and Eunaris, those who remember. The Papa says here it's not coming at the same time. Why? Mishas Mishicha Ichayev Rabbi Mizonoseha. When did you become Mechuyev in Mizonos for this para? From the time that you, as the Shoel or the Socher, did a Maisa Kinyan to acquire it for the sake of your Shechirus or your She'ela. Mishas Meshicha, when you do the kinyan to be a shoel on this animal, you mechuyev the mizonos. So that's already prior to the point that you chayv malchus. Umilka lo loki achas chasima. So answer number three, how can it be loka mishalem? Because the chayv malchus and the chayv mammon are not simultaneous. Rashi says, Papa Amar, you mechuyev to pay the ena boin ke'echa, the mishas meshicha yichayv le mizonosel. So now, this much is clear. According to our Papa, the reason why there's a chiyuv mammon has to do with the fact that part of your hischaivus, your personal hischaivus, when you take title as a shoel, as a socher, of this para, is that you are obligating yourself to pay the money for the food. That's our Papa. So that chiyuv is incurred immediately at the time of the kinyan. And the male Yachayv Mammon, even though Yachayv Malkus for later. Perhaps. Maybe you could say that when we talk about the Gzela with the other, what the other answers hold? And what are the Rishonim saying? Maybe the point is that they also understand that the Chiyuv Mammon is a result of the Kinyan of the Shoel. But the difference between that and Rav Papa, why did the other answers say Rav Papa? Is because they hold that you're mechuyev based on that kinyan to provide mizonos at the time of the threshing, not at the moment of the kinyan. So your hischaivus is now taking effect b'shas d'disha. Therefore, it is simultaneous. No, but if that's what it means, then I understand the gzeila issue. Because the gzeila is because I'm mechayev myself in mama, and I'm not paying the mama, and I'm mechayev myself. The other way I asked, where's the Gzela? There was the Maisa Gzela. Where does it say? No Sachsam Gzela. The answer is because there's a Chiyuv that I'm incurring by my Kinyan as a Shoel. The only Shail is, our Papa says that the Chiyuv Mammon is Chal now, and maybe the Rishonim are saying Bidas, the other answer, that's the Abai's answer, that you can't say a Papa, that it's Chal, you Mechuyuv at the time of the Kinyan. You Mechuyuv from that kinyan, you mechayiv yourself at the time of the threshing, that since it has to eat, since the threshing was after. So you have to let the animal eat, when it's threshing. So your Maisa Kinyan brings a Shaivus to provide the Mizonos at the Disha. So then the Chiyah Mizonos is actually a function of the time of the Disha. Therefore you have a problem. They don't look at Mishalitz. You have to give the answer that we gave before. Then I know what the Gzela is all about. The Gzela is because I'm a Chai myself in the Mizonos. I don't know if it's correct. In other words, I'm assuming, therefore, that even the other answers before our Papa also are recognizing that the Chiyuv Mizonos is a function of this Kenyan. The Nakuda Samachokis, our Papa gave the answer that it's not simultaneous because he says that the Chiyuv Mizonos is Mamish Chal at the time of the Kenyan, and they hold that the Kenyan is Machayv you for the Shas Adish. Now you have to know what the Machokis would be about if that were correct. But then I know why it's called Gzela. It's called Gzela because I'm a chai myself Mizonos. It's not like the Torah's, well, Sachso makes me chai in Mizonos. The Torah's with Sachso could be my own shore as well. Where does that say that I'm a gazan if I don't pay you for your animals' food? Where does it come into Lo Sachso? The answer is, oh, because when you make the kinyan to borrow the animal, that's mechayev you because you make a kinyan to mechayev yourself. Shall is, when is that Mizonos that you mechayev yourself chal? Is it chal now at the kinyan or is it chal at the dish? That could be a possibility. I don't know if it's a correct or not. Just an interesting possibility. Yeah.
So why should it be that you mechayev only Pesha's threshing and not...
Because it could be your chayvus is al menas l'shalem the food at the dish. In other words, you can mechayev yourself now that I'm going to pay you at a particular point in time. So my mechayev mamon is chal when each time the animal has to eat. The animal eats Pesha's adisha. So, but why do I have to pay for that food? Again, because it's a din of Lo Sachsom, of course, it goes back to Lo Sachsom. That's what the Rishonim is saying. But it's not that Lo Sachsom alone can tell you a Chiyuv Gzela. It's only because if Lo Sachsom speaks to your own shor too, where do you see a Chiyuv Gzela by Lo Sachsom? It's halacha, Lo Sachsom. But if you're taking someone else's shor and you're making a kinyan, so you machayiv yourself to pay Mizonos. The only question is, so the Chiyuv that you have to pay, is it a function of the time of the kinyan, or is it a function of the time of the eating? This has to be investigated more carefully. But coming back to our Indian, this is what you have in terms of Rashi and Tosfos, where Tosfos rejects Rashi based on this kasha, and the Rishonim defend Rashi, as we said, that it is ultimately coming down to Lo Sachsa. But Maisa, Tosfos presents another pshat, and as you see, the Ramban and the Ritva also, because they don't understand Rashi Misvara, they're also going to present another pshat, and it's not the same exactly. Let's see what Tosfos says here and in Ksuvis, and then hopefully we'll start looking at the Ramban and the Ritva as well. What does Tosfos say? New pshat. Okay, so we went with Rashi, now we're trying a new pshat in the words of the Mishnah. Zok Tosfos weiter. Kach pireish harav meir mi burguni. Because of this kasha and Rashi, that Rashi's pshat doesn't fit, we suggest a new pshat. The hachi kama. What does Rav Meir mean? Shelo Hashem hamevian lidei makos. What does the Bach say? The Zion? Mevio takes out the word eino. Shelo Hashem hamevian lidei makos mevian lidei tashlumin. Mevio lidei tashlumin. The pasuk that's mevi lidei makos is not needed if you read eino tzarech. It's not needed. Rabbi the tashlumin. You can read the in a tzarach. I know where the Bach had to take that out. The tashlumin lo bayas hara. Okay. Either way, the point is that the pasuk of Losana, which is the maybe the makos, is not needed. That there should be that ashara that in order to justify the tashlumin, because tashlumin of kashazamam doesn't need an ashara. Why does the Meir have to say this? Because were it to be otherwise, de'id bo ashara, were I to hold that chiyuv mamon also needs to have an onesh mamon, also needs to have an ashara, the ein onshin mamon elam kei masirin, then vade lo laki, then you could not get malchus for the lusan, de lo la malchus asakim with tashumin, because then the pasuk would not be coming, the Losana, that is, would not be for Malkus, but it would be needed for Tashumin. Where do we find such a concept? Kedamina later in Malkus, we find the rule, Lav, Shenitan, Las Horas, Misas Bezdin, Ein Lokin Olav. So we know the rule is that a Lav that needed for an ashara of a misa, chiv misa, you can't get malchus. Why? Because a lav, the Torah had to put that ashara in the Torah in order that there could be an onesh of misa. That's why lav de machamer, by machamer, the lav is l'sasach ha-melacha. It's the same lav as melacha of Shabbos. But since melacha of Shabbos has an onesh ha-guf of misa, and the Torah needs to have an ashara, you can't give an onesh misa without an ashara. See, if there's no malchus for the lav of machamer, because it's the same identical lav. It's interesting. Tosis quotes the later Gemara Klal on this is also what we have in Amud Beis in our Gemara, in terms of the second case of the Mishnah, right? What did the Chachamim hold in the second case of the Mishnah? Why don't you get twice malchus like Rav Meir? Because the Chachamim hold that the Lusana is exhausted. For what? For the onesh of kashas of malchus. And Rashi, it's al derech, the same adetosis, for whatever reason, sends us to the larger cloud. I have to know, maybe you see it on the base more about this. Tosis sends us to the larger cloud, Nikolas as Mrs. Bezdin. Although one should point out, it's not identical exactly to the last year of Mrs. Bezdin. Why isn't it identical? Because when it comes to that rule, it doesn't matter whether in this particular case there's going to be Misa. As long as there's some case that there's going to be a Chiyav Misa for this Lav, you can never get a Chiyav Malchus for this Lav, even if in this instance there won't be Misa. Because the Lav is needed for there to be a Chiyav Misa somewhere out there. However, when it comes to this, what is the point of a Meir? Were it to be that Mammon needs an Ashara, then you can't get a Chiyav Malchus when? When you're getting the Chiyav Mammon, which needs an Ashara. But if there would be no carrying out of the Kasha Zama Monish, we would have no problem giving Malchus for Lusana. What's the biggest raya to that, Rabbi Yisai? That if there's no Onesh of Kasha Zama being carried out, you could get Malchus for Lusana, even though for some other case you need the Lusana for an Onesh of Kasha Zama. What's the biggest proof to that? Egrisha ben Chalutz, the first Mishnah. So this, what Tosis is discussing here, it's not identical to what Tosis brings as the mashal, Mikan Lasaras Mrs. Bezdin. Again, we'll see more about this in Amud Beis, but understand the point. Lav Chidiyas Mrs. Bezdin means that there's somewhere that there'd be a Chiyav Misa, and the Lav is needed in order that there could be a Chiyav Misa for that case. Even in the case where there's no Chiyav Misa, you can't get Malchus because the Lav is needed for an Ashara of Misa. What we're saying over here is if the lav is needed for the onesh of kashas amam in this case, then you can't get malchus. But Rami is going to say, but mama doesn't need an ashara, so this mammon that you're getting in this kashas amam does not need the ashara of lusan, therefore it's available. But were I to assume that you would need the lav for the onesh right here, then you wouldn't get lusan. But what about the fact that you need the lav for the onesh of kashas amam of misa in a different case? So how can I get Lusana and Malchus in this case? I need time for Nasara's Kasha Zamam, an Onesh that does need a Nasara, be it Malchus, be it Misa. That doesn't bother me. Why not? The answer is because the same way you get Malchus for Kasha, for Ben Grusha, it's Nitan Nasara of Onesh of Misa, of Kasha Zamam, let's say. What's the Teret? How come I get Malchus for Ben Grusha? Do you think? So Vitziku is megala to us that you could get Fulusana even though it's nitan fazhara of an onus of kashizam. The answer is, so here you have to differentiate between the standards. When it comes to nitan fazhara misas based and without any special giloi, so then as long as it's the ashara is needed for some place where there's an onus misa, then you can never get malchus in any case for that love. However, when it comes to Lusana, it doesn't go as far. Because we have Vitzdiku. Vitzdiku tells me that if you're not getting an onesh for the Kasha Zamam in this case, then you will get Malchus for Lusana. Good. That's only to the extent that there is no onesh that you're getting in this case, even though you're getting it's needed for an onesh in general. That's where Vitzdiku comes in. That's where you can get Malchus for Ben Grusha. But let's say we're talking about a case where you need the Ashara of Lusana for the onus of Kasha Zamam in this very same case. oh, now already we still have to deal with the problem of the lav is necessary to justify the onus here. The same way Nitan Lassan's Mises based in, you can't get Malkus anywhere because you need the lav for the onus Misa in general. So if you have the onus Kasha Zamam here that needs an Azhara, then the Losana would be needed to justify that onus that you're getting here. You would not get Malkus Losana. Says Rav Meir, but I don't have that problem with you. Why? Because what is the onus? Onus Shemam. Lo Hashem Hamavio Lidei Makos, that you need to reveal Lidei Tashlumin. Because Mamon Lo Bayas Har. Clear, everybody? So this is what Tosis is saying. Let's read inside again. Dachi Kama, Shelo Hashem Hamavio Lidei Makos, Enut Sarach Lavio Lidei Tashlumin. The tashlumin lo boi ashara. The ibo ashara. If mammon would need an ashara, vade lo loki, the lo le malchus ashara. Then we wouldn't say the losana came in this case for malchus. Kim with tashlumin. Kidam rinan, laf to the lasses, misas based in, and lokin alav. So to hear, if it's nitan for an ashara of an onus, in this case, that you need an ashara for, you couldn't get malchus for it. But the answer is, it's not nitzrach, it's not needed to be levir din tashlumin. Why? Because mammon lo bo yasara. El lo bo yasara. What is the proof that mammon doesn't need an ashara? The leka ashara, the gears in front of us, the leka ashara b'shein v'ayin, uksib sham yashayin v'lo ashara. Hilkach usana l'malkus as. There's a problem with the gears, obviously. What does Tosa seem to say? What's a right in mammon lo bo yasara? Because there's no ashara b'shein v'ayin, and it says shayim yishalem. So, what does Tosis mean? Shein v'ayin. What shein v'ayin is he talking about? What could he be talking about? Shein v'ayin?
Nezek.
Causing nezek to an eved? Knocking out his tooth. So what? So what? There's no ashara? There's no avera? What avera is it? He strikes his eved. There's no avera? No lav? What's the yisur? What lab would there be? We have Lo Yosef. Lo Yosef. Yes, a lab. And it says Shalim Yishalim. What does it say Shalim Yishalim? It says Lachav Sheyishalchen. Something is missing with the Giras. It doesn't say Shalim Yishalim. And there is a lab, Hashem Ba'ad. So the Omagir here, the different possible Magos, the Archaneris says maybe the Giras should be Shar Hamuad, not Shem Va'ayin. Others, the Marikoin, Hagos Marikoin in the back says, Shor Ubor. There are four of us Nezikin. So two of the four, Shor Ubor. The Torah says, Shalim Yishalim. So, and there, where does it say the Isser in Lashon Lav? It doesn't say the Isser in Ashara. So you see that Tashume Nezikin, this means Tashume Nezikin, don't need an Ashara to justify the Onesh Mam. That's the way they have to read it. Tosis Shein V'ayin doesn't seem to click. Good. Tosis means you see that Onish Mamun Lo Bayas Hara. Hilkach Usana Lo Malkus Asa. And that's the Pshat of the Mishnah. How are we now going to go back and answer the Kasha by Metziat Tzadi Yalef, by Losachsa? There we say that it has to go like Rav Meir, the Lokin of Mishalmin. In other words, that the Tashlumin doesn't need an Ashar. At first glance, you have to think about this. That's the Tashlumin doesn't need the Ashar of Losachsam, doesn't need Losachsam. The Chayra, however you cheshbon it out, before we struggled a little bit, different ways. Bottom line is, would there be, if you didn't know Losachsam, would you know Chiv Tashlumin over there? Would you know Chiv Tashlumin without Losachsam? On both sides, would there be a Chiv Tashlumin? No. So then comes that you need that Losachsam. To know that this is Chiyuv Tashlumin. So what's the pshat over there? How would you apply the standard, this profile here, the criteria of Lo Hashem in the case of Losachsam? So it's so simple. Mitzad the Ashara of Losachsam, the Lashna Ashara, you wouldn't need that for the Tashlumin. Let's see. Of course, you have to have the idea, the information that there's a problem in muzzling, that for sure. But the Lashna, that's what I was about to say. The chen ba'ach de losachsom al karchach, the ashara de losachsom, that which the Torah formulates a lav losachsom as an ashara, lo asya el lamalkis, that's only needed for the malkis. The tashumin memele nafka, tashumin comes Memeg on our own, we know Tashlumin. Why do we know Tashlumin? Not from the Ashara per se of Usachsa, but what? The cave on the Ein Rashai Lachsa, since you are not permitted to muzzle, Dinu Sheyeshari Mashiri Lecha Bosesha. Again, the Tosafot doesn't use the word Gzela. The Rabbinical Peretz uses the word Gzela here, however you define the nature of the Gzela. But the fact that it's you're not allowed to muzzle, therefore it follows that you have to pay the money of the food. Maybe the Azhara, the Torah needs it for the Chiyuv Mamon. The Lekha Lameimar, the Azhara, Asa Lamamon, V'lo Lamalkis. He means here that Lo Sachsam is not coming from Malkis, it's coming to tell you there's a Chiyuv to pay the food. Dimken Lichtav Kra, B'lashon Aseh. For that you wouldn't have had the Torah have to speak B'lashon Lav. Torah could have said the same thing in a formulation of a positive, and you would also know that there's a gzela at stake here. Torah could have said, Hachel Shor B'disho. Hachel Shor B'disho. Make sure the shor eats as it threshes. Ushamana Shapir, and I would know from that, the Imlo Hachel Chayiv. So by saying, Lo Sachsom, B'loshin Lav, Ela Korchach Azharik Yasel Malkisos. That's the Tosis. So coming back to our Mishnah. So again, how does Meir Midborgil here, how does he learn in Pshat Rav Meir? The Rav Meir is saying here that the reason why you can get Malkis for Losana, even though you're getting moment of the Chiyav Onesh moment of Kashe Zamam, is because you don't need the Asar Losana for the Onesh moment of Kashe Zamam. If you would, then you would not get, you would need Mamu being Asar, you would not be able to get Malkis. If you look in Tosis and Ksumis, this same Pshat of Meir Midborgil is brought there at the end of the Tosis, in the name of a different one, the Bali Tosus, the Eretz of Shlomo Midaravish, as I can see, Darvash. At the end of that Tosus, Rav Shlomo Midaravish Mefarish. See it? What does he add to what we have in our Tosus? Who remembers? What does he add here? Seemingly, Rav Meir is saying, according to the reading of our Mishnah, that the reason why you can get Malkis for Losana is because the Losana is not needed for Onus Mamon, because Mamon doesn't need an Ashara. Were Mamon to need an Ashara, then the Losana could not justify Malkis, because you need the Losana for the Onus Kashazana of Mamon. Is that really correct according to Rav Meir? One moment to leave an Ashar. Would the Ashar be Losana?
Good. Isn't that like the Rabbanan?
Very good. Let's remind ourselves of the second part of the Mishnah. In other words, the second part of the Mishnah has a Machokis, right? It has the Zaman of Malkis. For a mayor, you get twice Malkis. The Chacham, you only get one Malkis. So the Gemara says, what's that Malkis based on? Because the Chachamim say, you can't get a second Malkis, because your Nosana is already exhausted, because it's needed for the onus of Kashazama. This is Mamish the part that we have in our Tosa. So in other words, in terms of, and what's the reason for the Chum in the first case? The Rishasa. In other words, for that, you couldn't say because the Lusana is needed for Mammon, because as Tosa says over here, Mammon will buy Yasara. So there, the reason is the Rishasa. That's what I just told you is a little bit the bottom Tosa on the base. No, so Chachamim say that you can't get twice Malkus. You need Losana for the Onesh of Malkus. What's Rav Meir going to say? How can you get twice Malkus? I need Losana for the Onesh Kashazamam already, for the first Malkus. Rav Meir says, no, the law that justifies the Malkus of Kashazamam is from where? Lo Yosifu. Chachamim say, Lo Yosifu is for Achraz, Rav Meir gets Achraz from Yishma V'Ibro. Comes out, according to Rav Meir, the Ashara of the Onesh Kashazamam is Lo Yosifu. No. So then how do we go back and read the first part of the Mishnah? Meir says, Lo Hashem, that the Pasuk Losana is not needed for Mammon, Mammon Lo Bar Yasara. Mama Nida Sara, then the Lasana would be needed for the onish of Kashiv on the Mama. But in the mayor's Lishitaso, from the last part of the Mishnah, the onish of Kashiv Zamim is anyway not Lasana, but well, you see, if you look at Tosis in Silvis, he throws that in as well. Into the Mishnah. In other words, Lo Hashem has like two ideas within it. So he says, okay, so you can say this, you can say this. It's all part of the same basic point of Rav Meir. Number one, Rav Meir would be saying, you don't need the Losana for the Onesh of Kashas Amam because it's Mammon and Mammon doesn't need Asara. And secondly, even if Mammon needed an Asara, but the Asara would be going to see. So it's all part of Rav Meir. So any way you look at it, I can justify a Malkus with a Chiyuv Mammon Kashas Amam. Because even if Losana Ki'ilu would be a Asara for Kashas Amam, yeah, but not for Mama. And anyway, it's not for the Kashas Amam Onesh. That is a different Asara for that. So you have it for the Malkus. So all that is a Lo Hashem. That's what Tosis adds in Ksuvis. V'Rav Shlomo Midarvish Mifarish. Shelo Hashem HaMeviru De Malkus Dahaynu Losana Meviru De Tashlumin Perush Eino Ba Lios Ashara Lo Onesh Tashlumin Lanosh Tashlumin Kedamin B'Malkus D'Mamin L'Baya Ashara V'Od The Rav Meir Nafka Le'Ashara L'Kashe Zaman B'Kol Yisrael Yishma V'Yirao V'Lo Yosifo Kedamin Pergamin B'Malkus. And then he continues with what he said before. Shema Yitzarech Hosanna L'Asaras Mammon. Was Hosanna needed for Asaras Mammon either because Mammon needs Ashara or because Hosanna is the Ashara for So the way Tosis in Ksuvas brings it out, Rav Meir is not denying his Lishitaso, but he's trying to cover his base. Anyway, good. One of two reasons. Lo Hashem. In other words, Losana is not going to be needed for the Onesh Mam. First of all, his Mam anyway doesn't need Asara, and anyway the Onesh of Kashe Zamam has a different level of Lo Yosif. Strange is that our Tosis doesn't give that. I mean, Lamaisa, we have a safe of our Mishnah. So obviously it's correct that Rav Meir's love for Kashe Zalman, Onesh, is what? Is Lo Yosifu by Malkus. That's what it's clear from the Mishnah. That's where Meir can give you two Malkus in by the Onesh of Kashe Zalman and Malkus, because of the Kashe Zalman and because of the Losana. Because Losana is not needed for the Onesh of Kashe Zalman, but Lo Yosifu is. So why didn't Tosis acknowledge that in the Reisha? Why does Tosis make the whole point of a Meir in the Reisha to be revolving around the fact that Mamun Boyasara? If Mamun Boyasara, it still would be not Losana, Uchara would be Lo Yosifu. What's the Nekudas of Machokis here, Tosis here, and Tosis in Ksuvah? Tosis in Ksuvah says, both lie in the words of the Mishnah. Okay, so the Meir says it one way, the other way, but at least it's something that correlates to the safe of the Mishnah. Tosis here, strange. What could we say? It says, Aruch HaNer is also on this. I think the Chor, the answer could be interesting. That, when did the Gemara say that Lo Yosifu is a lav for Onesh Kashe Zama? Gabi, which Onesh of Kashe Zama? Was Gemara talking about? What? Malkus. And the context of that pasuk is an Onesh HaGuf. If anything, it's Mashma, even like Misa. The pasuk, what does the pasuk say there? Let's go back. L'sochol se'necha, nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shen b'shen, v'anish, v'ovi'arta hara, what is this? Remember the pasuk? What's the pasuk? It's v'yato ha'mi kebecha, right? It's v'yato ha'mi kebecha. V'anish ar mishmu v'yro, v'yosifu lasos. And don't forget, it continues to talk about hachraza. When was there hachraza done? So, we saw this when we read the Gemara. The Achraza was done for which Onshim of Kashe Zama? From Rashi, it's Mashma. For what? For Misa. From the Rambam, it's Mashma. Malkus, Misa, Mama. No. Could be that there's a difference. Maybe Malkus too. I don't know. But maybe Mama not. I don't know if there's any possible Shita like that. But it could be, given the fact that you see that the Hachraza would not necessarily be by Mamun, according to Rashi, that is. Right? According to the Rambam, the achraza was whatever onesh, even mamon. According to Rashi, the achraza seems to be by Misa. Maybe Rashi is not after Misa, maybe Malkus as well. It's an onesh aguf. So that's something where people need to be scared about. V'lo yosifu asos is connected to the Yishmael v'yiro. So to the extent that the context of the pasuk is discussing an onesh misa for sure, and maybe we could put into that an onesh malchus too, which is also a me'ein misa. It's a stronger onesh. It's a physical onesh. Could be that even Rav Meir, who learns the ashara of kasha zama mo yosifu, that's only by an ashara of an onesh of onesh aguf of kasha zama. Namely, Misa, maybe Malkus. Were Mama to need an Ashara, it wouldn't be Lo Yosif, even according to Rav Meir. Were Mama to need an Ashara, the Mama and Onesh of Kasha Zamam would have to fall back on Losa. So this is why Tosis Bayas doesn't mention the other possibility, but the Rav Meir learns the Onesh, the Ashara of Kasha Zamam for Lo Yosifu. That could never work for Mamon, because the context of Lo Yosifu is in the context of Achraza, in the context of Anisharim, Yishuv Yiro, being scared. No, who's scared of an Onesh Mamon? Okay, maybe a little bit, not so much. No. L'chora, the Lo Yosifu could not have been, even were Mamon to be in Ashara, it would not have been Lo Yosifu. Memela Fetosis, the reading of the Mishnah is precise. Shelo Hashem HaMevion Lidei Makos. Losana is not needed for Onesh Mamon because Mamon Lobayasara. That's it. While Mamon Tanina Asara, it would be Losana. So it's very meduyak in the Lashna Mishnah. Tosis, on the other hand, in Ksuvis, perhaps is acknowledging that maybe you could use Lo Yosifu for whatever Onesh Akasha Zaman. There's a deterrent of some kind, even on Onesh Mamon. So Tosis put both into the words of the Mishnah. This is the pshat according to Tosfos. So I have new pshat in the Lo Hashem. Now there's another pshat in Tosfos in Ksuvos in the middle, but I want to be equal focused on the Ramban and the Rit. But another pshat that connects it to Nita Glase, because it's not written right next to it, so it's not called Nita Glase. But let's go to the Ramban and the Rit. At least start on it now. A few minutes. At first glance, you read the Ramban and the Ritva's Pshat, and you get the sense, it's a little bit similar to Tosis, but it's really different. It's quite different. Let's see how the Ramban explains the words of Lo Hashem. We have to read this Ramban Rabosai in conjunction with the Ramban and the Beis on the Beis. So if you didn't do it yet, go back to the Ramban and Beis on the Beis and read the two together. And then, read the Ritva. It changes the sugya. Listen to the words of the Ramban and tell me if it sounds to you like it's exactly the same as Tosis or it's not, okay? Okay, look again. L'fichach nirali. Again, so the Ramban doesn't like Rashi because of Misvara. Fine. Shalot Tomar. Why does the mayor need to add that to get Malkus and Mammon? Shalot Hashem v'dei Malkus v'dashum. Shalot Tomar. Lo sane asharahu. The own show kasha zama. You should not say, well, Ashara, Asana is an Ashara, and its onesh is Kasha Zama. Kidusabi Rabbanan, like Rabbanan hold, the Me'idin Shulchai Malkus to Sefer. Like in case of the Sefer, the Chachamim say, you get what? How many Malkus do you get in the Sefer? Chachamim? One. Why? Because the Lusana is an Ashara, but own show Kasha Zama. And therefore, below Navid Bey Ella Kashazama. And therefore, all you can do is give one thing in Kashazama. Says Rav Meir, no, it's not true. Asar Meir LeMeimar, the Azharase, Mi Velo Yosifu Nafka. Ramban focuses right on the Nakuda of Rav Meir in the Seifa and puts that into the Resha. Says Rav Meir, Lo Hashem, The losana is not the pshat that losana is azhara and the onesh is kasha zamam. No. The azhara that the onesh of kasha zamam is directed, is linked to, is associated with, is lo yosifu. V'hai la bapi nafshi. And losana stands totally separate and apart. U'machayev alei malkis. V'spirei loka mishal b'chol malka. For the Ramban, the entire issue of this sentence of Rameir is to bring out Shitas Rameir that we see in the Sefer as well. You see that? In Tosis and Ksuvis, that was an afterthought. The discussion had to do with is a lav needed for an onesh of Mammon? Maybe it's not. Even if it is, it's a different. Tosis threw in anyway, Rameir says it's going to see. For the Ramban, this is Rameir. For Rav Meir, the point of the Meir in the Seifa is the point of the Meir in the Reisha. Begin to think about the following question that I asked you last week. Are the two machlokesin muchrach one from the other? Does one follow from the other? If you hold like Rav Meir in the Reisha, does it follow that you hold like Rav Meir in the Seifa? The way we read the sugya last week, Ufidarko Shatosfus, what was our answer? No. Not necessarily. You called up a mayor in the Reisha, he learns a Murti Shemra, and you could say, you look at Mishalim. But as far as the Sefer is concerned, you can learn that the Azhara for the Onesh of Malkus of Kashe Zamam is Lusana, and therefore you won't get one Malkus. For the Ramban, the answer is going to be unequivocally yes. The issues are linked. And Rameir's point in the Reisha is very much tied into the fact that he holds that the Azhara is Lo Yosef. Now we have to explain this very well, but you see the outline already, it's emerging. You must look at the Ramban earlier in that base together with this Ramban, and then look at the Ritva, and then look at the first Ritva on the Gemara. Because it comes out unbelievable thing. We would naturally assume, we read the Gemara, and this is Tosfos approach, that the reason for the Chachamim in the Reisha is what? Why do you get only an onesh of Mammon, not onesh of Malkus in the Reisha? Because Gedei Rishasa. You know what? According to the Ramban, that's only extra. An extra. It's not the Ikar reason. The real answer is because, and this is why it's going to show you that this is not Tosis. This Ramban is not Tosis. It's because Losana is the Azhara of the Onesh Kashizama. And the fact that Mammon will buy Azhara is irrelevant here. You see this clear from the Ramban here and the Ramban before. I don't want to give you too much. But for the Ramban, it's a different word than Tosis. If the Torah is thinking by Losana, when you violate Losana, this is what is to be done. Kasha Zoma, then it's obvious that you cannot get Malkus for Losana if the Torah told you what to do with the Losana that you violated. What do you do? Basisimu Kasha Zoma. It's almost like a dogma of that is what Klal in Hilchas Malkus that we know about. The Torah says, this is what you ought to do. This is prescriptive. This is what you should do if you violate the law. So there's no Malkus. What example is that? In Hilchas Malkus, that you won't get Malkus if the Torah says this is the remedy, this is what you should do. What do we call that? Lav anita grase. Rav Yehuda's reason for why you don't get Malkus by Nosa. There's a lav anita grase doesn't get Malkus, so you could say it's not lagav de chasima. That could be one reason, or it could be because the Torah says this is the remedy. This could be in the Ge'ah, how to read the middle part of that Tosis and Ksuvis, but not for now. There could be two ways to understand what I need to say. What I see in the Ramban is that would have been as relevant by an Onesh Mammon of Kasha Zaman as an Onesh Misa, Onesh Malkus of Kasha Zaman. If it's about the Lav is needed as an Ashara for that Onesh, then you could say, ah, Mammon Lubay Ashara, that's Tosis. For the Ramban, it's a different word. It's a word that if the Torah is telling me what to do with Losana when you violate it, then there's no Malkus because the Torah told you where to go with it. And therefore, the Ramban has to read Rav Meir as saying, but that's not pshat. Lusana doesn't have a kasha zaman as the directive what to do when you violate Lusana. The Rav that the Torah spoke to, that the Torah says the remedy of that is kasha zaman is lo yosif. So very different, a different perspective. Okay, we'll miss Hashem, work on this tomorrow. And see that the Kohen is here. So